Hi, I'm Annie Parker, and this is our latest episode of Source Code, where we speak to founders from around the world and talk about their companies, the human stories about how they've built their startups. Today, I'm super lucky to have Philip Wotton here, CEO and co-founder of DocuVision. And Philip, why don't you introduce yourself to everybody and tell everybody a little bit more about yourself?
Thanks, Annie. It's been a nice long journey. I started my IT career with IBM. And that was where I learned the nuts and bolts of the IT industry. It formed my passion for IT, and that was where I learned everything that I needed to learn. Not only did I learn about the IT industry, but also learned, fortunate enough to learn about business as well. So that has helped me going forward. So that's where it all started. DocuVision has been going just on 16 years. It'll be our 16th anniversary this coming month.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. And I think we're here to talk about the journey. And it's been an exciting journey. And keeping the passion alive has been quite easy in some senses. But it's always tough. I think starting a business and continuing the business, because you obviously go through various phases, is the challenge, and it's been a good challenge.
So Philip, what made you jump from having the terribly sensible corporate role at IBM to then becoming a founder of your own company, which might have been a bit more risky?
Yeah, it was risky, but I saw it as a challenge, and I suppose in some ways I'm a little bit of a loner, but we like working with people, so that's a bit of a contradiction. Certainly I saw a challenge, and I was fortunate enough to find an opportunity where IBM could use me. So I had a market when I left IBM in using and working with IBM, but obviously had to find other work as well. And I think that's one of the critical things in starting a business, is that you need to have a good solution product, and you have to have a marketplace. You can't start the business and then go looking for the marketplace.
So where exactly did the idea for DocuVision come from?
Well, DocuVision wasn't the first business. DocuVision was the second business I've started. The first business, funnily enough, I traded as Philip Wotton Office Automation. Talking to a company overseas where I was trying to take on their product, and because I was just trading as Philip Wotton, and they said to me, "What's your company name?" And I had to do a quick think, and didn't know what else to come up with. So that's where it came from. So that business was started, and eventually I did sell shares in the business and eventually sold out on that business. But that company then eventually decided to close down certain divisions, and I actually bought that business back, and which led then into DocuVision.
It's interesting to me how you've sort of multiple serial entrepreneurship. You've done multiple companies. There've been some buyouts, some buybacks, some twists and turns along the road. What's that been like for you as a founder, that perhaps it wasn't quite the path that you expected and it's been a bit of a surprise around the corner?
Yeah, well, I think the main thing about taking on funding and or merging with other companies or selling out is that you've obviously got to be prepared for it. It's an emotional challenge and an emotional decision, and obviously I had to take those. The reason for then buying back was that businesses, particularly in the IT industry and probably in other technology areas, change. You know, there's change is going to happen all the time, and I've always embraced change and seen the change as a challenge rather than as an obstacle. And decision to merge in the first case was a merger, you know, was taken at the right time. It was good for the business. But then that business obviously made changes as well. And there was either a case of walk away from it, let them carry on with the business, or actually me seeing opportunity to pick it up again and move in a different direction. And that's what I did.
So your business is now 16 years old. You've been in market for obviously a long time. Be really interested to hear whether there's been a lot of pivots in the product over that period of time as well.
Well, the market we've been working with for the 16 years, in fact, started working with it prior to that. So there was a little bit of a gap between the two businesses when I actually went and worked for another company. The objective there was, and the idea was, that I was going to become a shareholder of that business. But I realized that the direction they wanted to take and the direction I wanted to take, which we can talk about in a little moment, we agreed to disagree. And therefore, mutually we agreed that we would split and that I would go down that direction. And the direction that I was wanting to take, document management environment in the IT industry. So we help companies manage their documentation. I decided 17 years ago that we needed to start integrating with ERP systems, other line of business systems, because all the documents that we were managing were coming from those systems. Mm-hmm. And therefore, it made sense to integrate at a database level, but also integrate at screen level so that we could drill down to our documentation from those line of business applications. Our main focus is ERP, was ERP then, and still is ERP right. systems. And we've been very fortunate enough to be recommended by some of the ERP vendors. And that has its challenges in that we obviously have to live up to their expectations, not let them down because they're recommending us. And we've embraced that challenge and satisfied those people. Reason that we're talking now as well is obviously that we are very much moving into the Microsoft space. See that as we've had some requests to move into that space. We found it very difficult some years ago moving into that space, but it's certainly the programs that you've got in place now are very encouraging and very exciting for us.
So one of the other things you just spoke about there was conflict between you and the other shareholders in the business. How did you manage getting through that and doing it in such a way that you ended up with both parties feeling happy about whatever that choice was?
Yeah, I think it as long as it doesn't become argumentative. One must always remain calm about these things because it's not, I didn't take it as a personal go at me that I was wanting to go into, or I felt we should go into a different direction. And likewise, I didn't take it as the founder of that business making the wrong decisions. So we worked through it, we talked through it, and we agreed to disagree.
I like that point that don't take it personally. It is just business.
It's business, yeah.
So one of the things I found super interesting about your choices as a founder is you've led multiple businesses and you've grown them, but you never took funding. Was that a conscious, deliberate decision?
Well, I mean, I have done a merger on two occasions. So the two businesses that I've started, the first one were we did a merger, where we merged into a company that saw value in the business that I was running and that could help them grow their business.
Right.
That worked well at startup, and then they changed direction. And I think that's very familiar territory within the IT industry. Technology changes, directors decide to go in a different direction, and they actually sold their shares to another organization. And at a particular point in time, I realized that there was not the focus on the division that I was then running within that business. It had grown to a certain level, but there was a particular point where I realized that. And I had discussions with them, and we mutually agreed that it was, time for them to move on and me to move on. So I actually repurchased the shares that I had in that business, that they had purchased from me, and went on and started that business again, and it's refreshing from the point of view that it gives you the opportunity to reevaluate, and which I've had to do. You know, any business, whether it's large or small, whether it's Microsoft or DocuVision, you have to reevaluate all the time, and because of those changing landscapes. The second business, I had the same scenario. Company approached me, wanted to merge with us, and their landscape changed after about 4 years, and it was either a decision of walking away and going and doing something different, finding a job or whatever, or actually making an offer to purchase the shares back, which I did, and that's DocuVision. So that was DocuVision. We continued it as DocuVision during that period. So the name still was around. The people still knew me. They still knew the business. So that was, I believe, a good decision. Would I take funding if it arrived tomorrow? Absolutely, if it was the right funding, if it was the right partner. And that's critical. I think to both parties, it's got to be critical. And what's important is for the funder always does a due diligence on the business it's buying, but it's critical for you as a looking for funding to do a due diligence on them from all aspects, from a financial point of view, but also from a value system, systems as well, business systems, and also the people and how they actually fit in with your goals and ambitions.
Such good advice. So let's say you've been around the block a few times in your career, whether at IBM or more broadly with your businesses. What keeps you going? What keeps you jumping out of bed every morning?
I embrace challenge. I embrace change and the challenges it offers. And the option is to go and retire and sit at home and watch TV or play golf. And I have friends that have done that, and they get bored after a while. And I certainly am never bored. I get up in the morning. Look forward to the day. But there are challenges. There's times when I actually wonder whether I'm, whether it is worth it. But at the end of the day, it is. And I certainly, enjoy the change. And what I do is, I think what's critical with change is to understand that it is going to happen, to watch for what's happening. And I was actually, in preparation for this discussion, I was looking at Azure. I mean, Azure was first announced in 2008. Mm-hmm. And it's only really taken off in the last few years. It was announced to the public in 2010, and it's kind of grown, and that's within an organization the size of Microsoft. There have been other things around Microsoft and around when I was in IBM, where it's, watching what's coming in the future makes you aware of what you need to look for. And I kind of embrace that challenge. I think it's a good opportunity to re-engineer, re-look at what you're doing, look at the businesses. Now, I mean, we've stayed in the same market environment for many years, but we've changed the way we do business, but changed the way our system works what is happening out there in the marketplace.
So, Philip, one of the ways that I love to end these interviews with is words of advice that you might have for other founders out there, whether it's somebody who's just figuring out whether or not they want to take that leap of faith and build their own company, or maybe they're already out there but it's starting to get tough. So what words of advice do you have for them?
Well, I alluded earlier to the fact that, you've got to have a business case.
Right.
And that doesn't mean that you've got to go out and hire super duper consultants and what have you. A lot of it comes from the heart. Knowing from experience what you've done in the environment that you've been in, or maybe it is something that is away from what you've actually done, but you've got to do some research. On the other hand, you mustn't over-research, because I know of people that have spent a year, 2 years, 3 years researching, and then by then it's too late.
Right.
So, you know, you can overdo things. So, as part of that, obviously, is a proper financial business case around what funding have you got, what funding can you get, whether through the banks or is there a funder available. But it's got to be sustainable if you don't find funding. The next thing is systems. You've got to have some systems in place, and they don't have to be the most sophisticated systems. I started off doing all my invoicing with Excel. I started doing other things with basic systems. My cash flow system is still on Excel. I don't have a fancy cash flow system, but it works for me. It's simple, it works, and cash flow is king, as we all know. And I watch the cash flow. The other thing is, don't try to be all things to the business. Whether you can afford to hire other people or whether you cannot afford. So I didn't start off with a bookkeeper, I did the books to start with. But prior to starting the business, I went on a bookkeeping course. Just a simple bookkeeping course that I understood, because I'm not an accountant, and most IT people that I come across are techies. We technically orientated. I had a technical background, but I had been involved in sales at IBM, but I didn't try to do everything. I used other people who I knew, friends, people I knew in the industry, and they were only too happy to help me. People like helping other people generally.
So true.
Yeah. So, you know, that's my advice. And in terms of a founder of a business, what's critical is, I once said to our accountant, I said, you know, I actually don't like this financial stuff. You know, I don't like watching the cash flow. And he said, if you stop, your business is going to die. And I actually listened to that, you know, because I kind of, you know, the techie stuff is nice. I enjoy that. That's what I want to do every day. But you've got to spend some time every day looking after the, making sure the financials are, because nobody else will look after it the way you will, because it affects, you know, it's going to affect you if things go wrong. I think the final comment that I would make is that just make sure that you keep motivated, because it gets tough at times.
Yeah.
And if you're not motivated, the temptation is to give up. And that can sometimes be not so costly, but it can be costly as well by giving up.
Philip, those are wonderful words of advice. Thank you so much for spending some time with us today. Thank you for watching, everybody. My name's Annie Parker, and that was Source Code.